Also coming up, performances for the Asheville Fringe Arts Festival. Two of the folks that are responsible for that festival are with us in the studios this afternoon, Jim Julian and Raj Bowers Racine, here to talk about, well, actually, the festival in January, but also something that's coming up tomorrow night. Welcome to both of you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And the Asheville Fringe Arts Festival, I saw that this coming one in January is going to be the 15th. So I'm always surprised at how long something like this has been going on. And for folks that may not be familiar with it or have heard but don't really know, haven't been, what is this, the Fringe Arts Festival?
It's basically kind of a multi-genre festival that features all sorts of different kinds of work, all of it original, new work, that sort of thing that is being premiered here in Asheville. And it goes over several days, usually our Thursday through Sunday of the last weekend in January. And it's in a variety of venues. We've got about, I think last year we had about six different venues, one of them being the Lazoom bus, which traveled around to places. There were performers on the bus, and then they stopped, and people got off and saw shows and got back on. And so it's a wild variety of work, and includes everything from dance to theater, experimental theater, puppetry, spoken word, music, and then a lot of kind of site-specific performance work, which is almost beyond description in many ways.
You mentioned, I think it was last year, that the festival is in January, after all, and it was a particularly snowy weekend, I guess, when this happened. And you mentioned a snowball fight in front of malaprops that was maybe performance art and maybe not.
It was definitely performance art. We had gotten a pretty heavy downfall, and we had felt at that point that we really couldn't ask folks to come out and make it to the venues for the shows. So the artists all gathered together, and we decided we were just going to have a snowball fight, a huge one, and basically took over Haywood there in front of malaprops and just went at it. And I'd like to say one side won, but it's really hard to say. That it was many balls were thrown. So,
well, maybe art won.
Yes, yeah. I think art did. So.
Raj Bowers Racine, what is your involvement with the festival, and how did you get involved with this?
Well, a dance collective that I'm part of called The Accidentals is going to be performing tomorrow at the Crow and the Quill Bar at 8 o'clock. We do primarily very site-specific work in the community, either on the street, in parks. This is going to be in a bar. It's minimally structured, very improvisational dance work with a very absurdist kind of twist.
Very funny work. Yeah, very enjoyable.
We think so.
Yeah.
You decide about that, I guess. But this will be a sort of there's been a series of monthly shows at the Crow and the Quill we've been doing, just kind of drum up support and get the word out about Fringe Festival, because it's happened yearly and it's kind of hard to keep it in people's minds all the time. Mm-hmm. So
this has been going on every month down at Crow and Quill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for the last several months. Yeah.
We've had a variety of artists. There have been puppet folks. There's been there was a Buteau performance with a number of Buteau artists.
Phenomenal Buteau performance.
It was
a lot
of fun. And it gives an opportunity to kind of, you know, highlight the festival and also kind of showcase the artists that have been part of. Most of these folks are kind of fringe veterans, so they're familiar with the concept. And the Crow and Quill have been just incredibly kind to us, let us come in and just do all sorts of wild things in their bar. And I think the folks that have made it out have really enjoyed it. So
for you, the two of you especially, that are part of this fringe arts movement, if I could say that, or aesthetic, doing a performance in a bar is probably not all that unusual. But for a lot of us, art in a bar is not something that we think of as being. And yet, there seems to be a movement among even really more mainstream arts to find alternative areas for presentation, to go to where the people are, kind of.
Very much so.
It sounds like a wonderful, wonderful way to be confronted with art in a more relaxed kind of atmosphere.
With a beverage in your hand.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It always makes it okay. Now, the whole thing about the Fringe Festival, this festival has been going on for 15 years or 14 years, and you mentioned Asheville Contemporary Dance Theater as being one of the founding groups.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But this is a worldwide movement. It's not just in Asheville, is that right?
It is. I can't tell exactly how many fringe festivals there are around the world, but I'm guessing it's into the hundreds of festivals around the world. And it all kind of started in Edinburgh, Scotland. It back, I think, in 1947.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a kind of the after the World War II, there was theater festivals going on through Europe, and there happened to be this festival in Edinburgh, which denied some of the local artists an opportunity to perform their work. So they went out to the fringes of Edinburgh, church basements, garages, and various places, and put on shows, and thus began the fringe movement.
Wow.
So, and now that festival is just—it's a monster. It takes up the month of August,
so it's going on now.
It is right now. It is in the thick of it, and I've been following friends of ours that have participated in the festival and have taken shows there this summer. They've been posting all sorts of things. It just looked glorious. So,
So Raj, as a dancer, how does being a part of the Fringe Festival relate to what you do? Is it just a natural progression, you think?
I would say so. What I really appreciate about it is the kind of democratization of the art and taking it out of this, ivory tower of a theater necessarily, and having it somewhere like on the street or in a bar or, in a park. Anywhere you can do it, you can. And the group I'm performing with, Accidentals, specifically tries to always do that. The last piece we did was slow motion jogging through downtown Asheville, wearing very gaudy costumes. We've done quite a bit just out and about, and people, love it or hate it, but either way, they're seeing it, and that's enough for us.
In our last festival, the Accidentals performed in a salon down on Wall Street, the Rialto Salon, and did a performance in the salon in amongst the various patrons and all that, and it was quite an experience.
So there's a performance you'll be performing, the Accidentals performing tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, 8 o'clock at the Crow and the Quill. Mm-hmm. It'll be donation-based, so anyone wants to come by, please do. There's going to be a drink special called the Accidental. It should be an improvised cocktail you can order. And
that sounds challenging.
Yeah. We're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
And Jim, for the folks that might want to find out more about the Fringe Festival in terms of performing, not only attending, but performing, is there a way to do that?
There is. We have applications open now on our website, which is AshevilleFringe.org. And we're accepting applications for performers for our 2017 festival, and that'll be closing October 1st.
Oh, okay.
And we're very interested in all sorts of forms of artistic expression.
That was my next question. Yeah. So any kind of And you mentioned something I thought was fascinating, and that this is a really kind of grassroots festival that started up here in Asheville. But you said now you're getting more applications from outside than local.
We are. A few years ago, when we went to the Edinburgh Festival, they had a World Fringe Congress, and it was an opportunity for directors of fringe festivals all over the world to come together and kind of network and exchange information, ideas, steal from each other, that sort sort of thing. And as part of that, we have organized the USAF, the U.S. Association of Fringe Festivals, which is kind of modeled not unlike the Canadian Fringe Festival Association, which is a very strong and wonderful organization. And it's given us an opportunity to kind of pass our name around. And of course, we visited other festivals as well. I've performed in Chicago and St. Louis, and so as a result, we're getting a lot more out-of-town folks applying to be part of our festival because they've heard about Asheville and just kind of the general networking amongst the artist, performer community. Which is great. It really gives a great chance to kind of blend the wonderful work that's being done in a lot of different communities and bring it here and then hopefully send our folks out into the world as well. Yeah. So.
Excellent. Well, thank you both for the work that you do. That's just fantastic. And again, you said the place to apply and to find out more would be AshevilleFringe.org.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
mm-hmm.
right? Very good. Raj Bowers-Racine and Jim Julian with us this afternoon from the Asheville Fringe Arts Festival. The festival itself will be coming up in January of 2017, but tomorrow night and every month?
Well, I think this will be our last summer show.
Oh, okay.
We're gonna get focused on organizing the festival over the next fall months here.
Okay.
So
tomorrow night,
last opportunity to see a fringe artist until January.
Tomorrow night at 8 at the Crow and Quill, our neighbors downtown on Lexington mm-hmm. Avenue. Thanks to both of you. It's a real pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Good to have you here. And you can call us here at WCQFS if you'd like more information. Their website is AshevilleFringe.org. Ours is, of course, WCQS.org. We have music next from Francis Poulenc.